And Tim Watson with us for Faraday West, home loan experts for the self-employed, faradaywest.com.au. Rodney Eade, the Gold Coast coach, have had a tough couple of weeks. The Suns has been good enough to join us. Rodney, thanks for your time.
Hi, Matt.
Geelong game, you questioned obviously the effort and it was embarrassing that one, but what was your take on what happened on Saturday?
I thought the first half was a fair amount of effort. Probably the last 5 minutes of the second quarter, they kicked three to make it about even at half time. But before that, I thought the effort was pretty good, to be honest. The last half, the start of the third quarter, was poor in the centre bounce. Gave them a break, and we weren't able to catch up with that, and sort of fell away again to the skills and some free kicks and different stuff that we gave away. But sort of the first half was okay.
Rocket, it's a tough game coaching, and it's even tougher when you can't get your players on the park. And I know you won't make excuses, but you've had a few issues since you got there. The culture was wrong when you first arrived, and probably you didn't have a full understanding of where the club was at. But since then, your players just haven't been able to stand up. Is it frustrating sitting back watching a lot of your big stars not being able to take to the park?
Well, last year I think we coped really reasonably well, even though we only won the four games or whatever. I thought we made a lot of ground last half of last year and found some players. And I suppose, you know, the start of this year was encouraging. You know, it probably shows underneath we haven't got a lot of depth. I suppose most teams in today's footy aren't going to cope with a lot of injuries. You know, we've got to develop that depth and persevere with them until some players come back. But having said that as well, we've got to develop some resilience. The lack of confidence probably in the Geelong game after half time was alarming, and we made a lot of mistakes on Saturday night too, which probably confidence with a few of the younger players. So we've got to develop that resilience and develop that consistent effort, even if even the results don't go the right way. So that's sort of the next step we've got to sort of dig deep into.
How do you go about doing that, Rocket?
Yeah, it's a good point, Tim. I think it's be able to teach and educate what the basics are. You know, you always hear coaches and players say, we've got to get that back to basics. And a lot of people just, I think, parrot that. They hear that. But what the basics of footy are, you know, they're just to be able to, things that are in their control, their effort as far as the contest and putting pressure on the opposition and be able to follow instructions. And if they do that, their confidence is going to start to come back. You know, just I suppose in cricket terms, it's playing straight rather than trying to hit fours or sixes, and you just get the ones and twos and just slowly build. And so we just got to do that. And some players will play themselves out of the system and train themselves out of the system. Others will be able to grow in confidence and be able to grab their opportunities. So we're sort of again at that stage, you know, with probably 10 or 11 out. But it is what it is, and we've got to, you know, have to develop that, and that's our role as coaches, be able to coach them.
Rocket, is Gaz injured?
No, he's not. He's got a couple of little, like last week he had a bit of a cork calf. He's had a little knock on his chest at some stage, and a shoulder was a little bit sore early in the year, but he's taken the strapping off his shoulder, so that's all okay. So just a couple of little niggles here and there, but nothing that's obviously stopped him from playing.
So in your mind, why isn't he producing and, well, giving the output that he has in previous seasons then?
It's a good point, Tim. He only had the six games last year, so I was looking from afar from his output. So whether it's confidence in his body, and he's, as he said, he's sort of changed his style a bit, because he's obviously, apart from his extraordinary skill, his number one wood has been his contested footy. He probably hasn't got that to the level that he's had in the past. And he mentioned last week, I think, that he's probably trying to protect himself at certain stages. Now, whether that's age in his mind or whether that's just a little knocks, I'm not too sure, because, you know, he's whether it's being an older type player, I don't know. I've got confidence he'll get that back. He's in fact, he's spoken about it in his own mind. Now there's got to be a positive to be able to turn that around.
Rocket, we read that, you know, the players had this honesty session last week, and everybody mm-hmm. said what they thought, and it was direct and it was pretty brutal at times. Are they of any real benefit, those types of sessions?
I think when they do amongst themselves, Tim, yeah, it certainly wasn't coach-driven or there wasn't coach feedback on that situation. So they, people use the word brutal, but it wasn't brutal. It was fairly strong, direct. I think it was more about...
Did you listen in?
Yeah, I was in the centre. The coaches were in the session, but we didn't...
Did you think that... When you're sitting there listening to it, do you think the players are honest? Like, you sit there as a coach listening to it, you watch the way that they perform. Do you think that there is a lot of honesty?
Yeah, there was, actually. Now, it's a pretty quiet group who obviously have got a lot to learn. So probably historically with here over the last 12 months or so, it's been, you're trying to develop them to that level that you'd like. But it was certainly the best session we've had as the playing group to be able to do that. Yeah, they were quite good. And I think it just needed a few of the leaders to ask the right questions of certain players. And then it just developed from there. And the players got confidence and they were prepared to give the feedback. So... all we can do is judge the result of that, and the training was good, and I thought the first half, especially early, so they've taken that into the game. What happened after half time, and I think that's probably a different reason. But I think if we'd started with poor effort and dropped away early, or didn't bring that to the game, then you'd probably question it. But I think it highlighted there's some positives out of it.
Gary was in a verbal confrontation with a spectator. Where's that at, and will any action be taken?
I'm not too sure, David. I haven't been updated. That's obviously the administration area, and I would imagine that they'd investigate that further today when they get more information and probably be able to access the computers and all that sort of stuff. So I'm not too sure. I suppose we'll get updated.
Rocket, it's been... It's been a rocky couple of weeks. Let's hope you can get things back on track. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys.
Robert Yee, the Gold Coast coach. I sense a bit of scepticism from you on these honesty sessions. Tim, what's your take on them?
Well, I think sometimes that players say what they're expected to say under the circumstances. But I'm as interested to hear that he was in on that session. And
fear? They fear actually telling the truth about their peers?
Well, I think so. I think that as a young player, would you step up and tell Gary Ablett, if you're a second or third year player, would you tell Gary Ablett what you really thought? I mean, that's the environment you're trying to create, but I think it's difficult for some players to step up in that environment.
Interesting.
That is really hard.
Yeah. He's got a fair few runs on the board, Gaz.
He's got a lot of runs on the board, but that doesn't mean that that there's an exception to him being questioned for any part of it. I just got from Rocket there, though, that Gary Ablett's fine, and he expects him, if you take to the field... There is no beg your pardon.
He sounded a bit frustrated, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
He didn't give him an out there, did he?
No.